This is show number 367 for the Homebase Travel Agent Show. I'm Barry Kantz, your host, and thank you for joining us today. And we hope you enjoy the show. Laureen and Jason Maltai join me to talk about helping your clients make a difference in people's lives and at the same time offering all the amenities of a wonderful cruise. The Homebase Travel Agent Show is an affiliate member of the National Association of Career Travel Agents, NACTA. And our website is located at hometravelagent.net. And there you can find the show notes, a built-in player right on the website so that you can listen to us right from your laptop or your home computer. And we're also available on iTunes and on Android devices. And we're now available in the Google Play Music Store in the podcast section. This is something new. Google has implemented podcasting in their music area in the Play Store, so check us out there. Also on the website, we have shows going all the way back to show number 170, and you can show those, or you can search those shows by what you're interested in, and you can use the tag clouds on the right-hand side of the website. And you can have the show notes delivered in your email, and you just go to the website, hometravelagent.net, and enter your email address in the box on the right-hand side of the page. And I guarantee you that we will not spam your inbox. We only use the email when a show is published, or, and this is rare, but if we have something very important to pass along to you. And we love to hear from our listeners. You can email me at barry@hometravelagent.net. And please let us know what you like and dislike about the show. You know, your feedback is important, and your comments and feedback help us motivate to continue and motivate us to improve the show. So before we start the show, I want to highlight a sponsor. And are you tired of all the cutting and pasting when you create an itinerary for your clients? Well, you can eliminate all that spreadsheet mess and try Travify. That's Travefy. And your itineraries, they're going to come out beautiful with your own branding, and your clients are going to think that you spent hours planning their trip. Now, you can present the itineraries either on paper, over the web, or your client can access those itineraries right on their Android or iPhone. And it's easy to produce an itinerary for one client or 100 clients. And Travify is ideal if you work with groups or tours, or even individuals. Now, you can try Travify for 10 days for free and receive a 10% discount by using the promo code HBTAS10. That's HBTAS10. And simply go to travify.com/pro, and enter the promo code HBTAS10, and you get the 10% discount. And remember, that's travefy.com/pro, and you enter the promo code HBTAS10. Thank you for sponsoring, or thank you for supporting the Homebase Travel Agent Show sponsors, and you support us by doing that and help us pay some of the expenses that we have for getting this show out to you. So thank you for doing that. So now, that's enough. Let's get on with the show. Well, hello, everybody. We're at the interview segment of the Homebase Travel Agent Show. And this is an interview show. And we have Laureen back with us this month. And I want to welcome Laureen back. And in fact, I'll probably even welcome myself back. I'm back in Michigan, having spent 5 months in Florida. So back here where the weather's just a bit different. But anyhow, you know, we're going to talk about kind of a new way to travel today. And a new way, or a way to offer your clients a new way to travel is probably a better way to say it. But anyhow, before I mess it all up, I think I'll turn it over to Laureen so she can introduce our guest.
Well, thank you. It is wonderful to be back. Can't believe we're looking at May right around the corner. It's just amazing to me how quickly this time is passing. But you know what? They say time passes when you're having fun. I'm having a blast. Loving being a travel agent, and I wouldn't change my career for anything. One of the things that I love about being a travel agent is the fact that we have the opportunity to be able to meet new suppliers, see new ideas, and there is a new supplier that is out there, and we're so lucky to have them on our podcast right as they are in their first month of launching. So I'm totally excited. We have Jason Malta, who is the senior representative for the U.S. and for Canada, which I'm just like, hey, you're international because it's U.S. and Canada. It's North America. So I'm excited that he is on our show today. And he is with Fathom, and it is a wonderful product. They are brand new. They had their first launch this month. I believe they have their second sailing this week. And he is going to tell us all about it. So welcome, Jason. Please tell us all about this product and why travel agents want to sell Fathom.
Well, thank you both, Barry and Maureen. Really appreciate you all having me on and for this opportunity. I'll jump right in because there's so much, I think, for us to try to convey. I'm kind of a long-winded person because I'm really passionate about what we're doing. You know, and I always start off at the beginning trying to keep it really simple. What is Fathom, right? And Fathom is a cruise. That's the first thing I always call out because I get this question all the time, even now after being with the company for almost 8 months and just launching on our first sailing last week. I think it's important to call out we are travel by cruise ship, right? But we're a different type of cruise. And what we're trying to do is combine people's love of travel with their desire to give back. You know, we do have a vision, and it is to transform travel, to transform lives. And what we're very committed to is transforming the future of the families and the communities for generations to come that we're going to touch. I also say that we are really two brands under the one Fathom umbrella. We are Fathom Dominican Republic, and the purpose of Fathom DR is really to enrich the lives of the people that we meet through kind of service activities, kind of a missionary mission and aspect about it. And we are also Fathom Cuba, which the purpose of is to enrich the lives of our travelers. So that's the easiest way for me to kind of separate the two experiences. And we do still think that there's, you know, one common thread that kind of ties them both together. And that's the belief that person-to-person interaction is a catalyst for change. It's how you improve lives and relationships. You know, when thinking about Fathom DR, people ask me all the time, you know, why did you guys select the Dominican Republic to be your first kind of destination? And for anybody who's ever been there, you can probably attest to the fact that DR is a country of great beauty, right? But it's also a country of great need. We'll be calling into Amber Cove, which is on the northern part, the Puerto Plata side. Just some statistics that kind of floored me when I was coming on. The average income in U.S. dollars for a Dominican in 2016 is $6,000 for the year. You've got just over 40% of the population living below that line. The next one is the one that really kind of stopped me in my tracks. You've got over 3 million Dominicans who don't have access to clean running water. So it's a country of great beauty. We just kind of displayed the need, but it also is a country that has a really strong infrastructure for impact. There's some great nonprofit organizations on the ground with upwards of 30 years of proven track record of success that our travelers will have an opportunity to come alongside of, right? So when you take a normal cruise, you know, there are going to be shore excursions. What I call shore excursions in DR are impact activities. They are shore excursions with a purpose, and they're going to be built out under three different areas where we have identified we can make the biggest kind of improvement, and that's education, environment, and economics. So we will have activities that fall under those umbrellas. Those impact activities are included in the ticket price. You don't pay anything additional for them. I'll give you one example of each. From an education standpoint, our travelers will have an opportunity to go into the classroom and work with students to increase their English proficiency so that when they get a little bit older and they're entering the job market, it opens doors, right? If you've ever gone to DR, most people go to the large all-inclusive rural hotels there. All of the people that work there have to speak English. So it's a great opportunity for us to kind of make an impact from an educational standpoint. Environmentally, you know, I mentioned the water situation. We've partnered with a company called Wine to Water that operates in 22 different countries around the world, where our travelers will come alongside their existing operation, where they create ceramic water filters out of naturally occurring clay. So travelers will have an opportunity to kind of create water filters alongside of this organization so that they create more over a shorter span of time. And in turn, you know, the end game there is that more people have access to the most life-giving and basic element on our planet. And then from an economic standpoint, we've identified cooperatives throughout the northern region of the country. One example is Chocal. It's an artisanal chocolate factory. It's a group of 30 women that took kind of a stain in their local neighborhood, a nightclub that went out of business, and turned it into kind of a provenance, this new kind of revenue opportunity to create this chocolate. So our travelers will come alongside of this group of women to, again, increase their productivity so that they have more chocolate to sell. I don't think they need any help with demand. I'm sure, you know, everybody listening can attest to probably having a piece of chocolate in their desk or somewhere at home. So those are just three really great opportunities that we see for us to come alongside and really change the livelihood of the people that we touch there. You know, as far as programming goes on board, it is, as I said, travel by cruise ship. So everything that people know and love about cruising is kind of cooked into this as well. So you're going to have bars, restaurants, lounges, casual dining, sit-down dining, specialty dining, nightly entertainment, all those things that all of us who have ever taken a cruise kind of have come to know that that's the hallmark, and it's one of the things that brings us back, never having to make your bed. So that type of stuff is built in as well, but you have an opportunity to do a little bit of both because those impact activities are voluntary, right? You don't have to do anything. This isn't the military or boot camp. You do as much as you like or as little. I'm also going to sell traditional shore excursions. So if you want to go on a catamaran sailing or zip lining, you can do that type of stuff too. So we're really just giving people an opportunity to kind of combine a traditional vacation experience with a little bit of a giving back opportunity that we have seen firsthand as just giving people an opportunity to really travel a bit deeper than what they're used to in the past. And then on the Cuban side, you know, we're the first company to be given approval in 55 plus years to travel between the U.S. and Cuba. I cannot remember in my 15 years of being in the business another destination coming online that has been as popular and had so much kind of pent up demand. And this is really a traditional vacation experience. I like to give people an example because it's easier to frame it in your mind of when you cruise to Europe and a place like Rome as an example. You know, you can't cruise to Rome, right? You can't sail there because it's landlocked. But you go to Civitavecchia. And what happens? You wake up in the morning pretty early, probably have a nice nourishing breakfast. Some of us will exercise or do whatever it is part of our wake-up routine. And then by 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning, you're jumping on a 40-person coach and you're whisked away for, you know, 7, 8, 9 hours. And during the day, you'll probably go to historically, religiously, or culturally significant sites. The middle of the day, you're going to stop and have a really great kind of local, authentic kind of meal for lunch. And then the second half of the day, you kind of pick up where you left off from the morning. That is exactly what we offer in Cuba. So we do offer tours. All of the tours are included in the pricing, the tours that take place in the daytime. You know, there are 12 reasons that people are able to travel, U.S. citizens specifically, to Cuba. One of those 12 is person-to-person cultural exchange programming, and that's what we've built. So all of our tours are included in the price in the three ports of call that we will be going to Cuba. So we circumnavigate the island. We will go to Havana, which we overnight there. We have two full days. From there, we go to Cienfuegos, and then we end it off in Santiago de Cuba. So in each of those islands, we will have daily tours that meet minimum requirements for person-to-person cultural exchange touring. And then in the evening, in the one place that we overnight in Havana, there'll be an opportunity for us to sell some shore excursions, like taking in a show at the Tropicana, or maybe a concert with the Buena Vista Social Club, the Parisian Cabaret, which still takes place at the National Hotel, which is, you know, anybody who's been there in the last 30, 40 years has stopped in that hotel. So some really great opportunities. And also on the Cuban side, you've only got two ways to do it, right? You can go by land tour or you can sail there with Fathom. From an experiential standpoint, we really see some opportunities to differentiate ourselves. You know, land tours that circumnavigate the island the way we do, when they go from a place like Havana to Cienfuegos, have to take an 18-hour bus ride, where for us, that's a sea day. And, you know, we all know what we do on sea days, right? That's where you go to the spa. It's where you go to the gym. For us, you might take a Spanish class or a salsa class that you get to put into practice the next day when you get to Cienfuegos. But when you're comparing those two things, I mean, an 18-hour bus ride sounds like back pain to me. It doesn't necessarily sound like vacation. And then moving over to the value proposition, you know, I've done quite a bit of research, and I welcome any of the listeners to do this as well. Jump on Google Anything that you can find from a land tour perspective that circumnavigates the islands, you got to make sure you're comparing apples to apples. You're probably going to be looking at anywhere from $3,000 to $3,500 per person. That doesn't even include all of your meals. And that's with a company you've probably never heard of. I think we should be mentioned in the same breath as somebody like Globus. You know, we are part of the Carnival Corporation family of brands. We are the 10th brand. But that gives us a really great opportunity to work with some of the best tour operators on the ground there. If you compare us to somebody like Globus, they have an 8-night tour that circumnavigates. It's $5,700 per person. My lead-in pricing is $1,800. So there's really no comparison there. And that for me is kind of the brief overview. I mean, there is quite a bit of detail available. You know, we do have a website, fathom.org, and I also ask any partners to feel free to reach out to me at any time. My email is kind of complicated. I'm always trying to hide. My name is Jason. The email is jason@fathom.org. So I'm pretty accessible that way.
I love people who hide. That's great, Jason.
Yeah.
So tell me, let's say, for example, I have a client who's interested in going to Cuba, and students, college age, with one or two friends. Mm-hmm. What would you recommend in terms of qualifying someone for either going to Cuba or the Dominican Republic? What kind of questions would I ask in terms of being able to find out if this is a good fit for them? Some of it may also be timing, because they need to either do it during summer or like winter break, for example.
Gotcha. You know, I think there's another way for me to kind of answer this question, Lorene. Our research has identified three different kind of personality types that our product is really resonating with. The first one is going to be your purpose-driven millennials, right? So those are people in their mid to kind of late 30s, all the way down to your high school and college student who has an inherent need to complete some community service hours just to secure their degree. This really resonates with them. We do accept student groups. Our policy is pretty simple. You know, the minimum age to travel with Fathom overall is 8. The minimum age to travel as part of a student group, meaning mom and dad aren't traveling with you, is 12. And then we require one adult, 21 or older, per 5 minors. The next group that we see this product kind of speaking to is going to be your mindful families, right? So these are families that in their free time are probably taking their kids with them to their local church or synagogue or homeless shelter to kind of instill in them from a young age that there is a value in giving back. And then the last group is going to be your 50-plus adult, who has probably been somebody that was pretty philanthropic their entire life, but they've kind of always written checks, right? And they've gotten to a point in their life where they're just tired of writing checks, like so many of us probably are, and they want to kind of see and feel and touch what their love and energy can create firsthand. That group is really the one that I think is the most important, because they open us up to multi-generational travel. The 50-plus traveler who has been kind of philanthropic, probably passed that lesson along to their millennial kids. And now the millennial kids have children of their own that they want to share that same kind of lesson with. And this is a really great way for them to kind of do it together. And everybody can kind of pick and choose what speaks to them. And then at the end of the day, what I hope to see is kind of that lost art of people coming around the dinner table and kind of sharing stories on not only what they did today, maybe what they plan for tomorrow, and kind of reminiscing on how they got there in the first place. For Cuba, I think it's going to be your traditional traveler, right? It's going to be somebody, for the most part, though, who's probably a little bit more savvy and is looking for an immersive experience. I give the example, I sailed on a cruise about 4 years ago, and Istanbul was one of the stops. We left out of Rome. And it was, I think it was a 10-night cruise, and Istanbul was day 8, right? So you can kind of see people starting to get a little bit antsy. They just want to have something that reminds them of home and is familiar. I got off of the ship, and I was looking for the Hagia Sophia and the Blue Mosque. I literally watched travelers kind of push past me and find the first local to say, hey, where's McDonald's? Mm-hmm. Now, I don't make judgment, right? I don't say that's right or wrong. But that type of traveler is not going to have a good time with Fathom, because what I'm offering is a kind of authentic and immersive experience. Even on my tours, in the middle of the day when we stop for lunch, we leverage what they call paladares. A paladar is somebody's private home or private property that they've been given authorization to own, even inside of a communist country, that they've turned into a restaurant. I mean, you're literally going into somebody's house and breaking bread over their kitchen table with them. You can't buy that type of experience in a gift shop. But some travelers may not be interested in that type of experience. I think a really good catchphrase, and it's really something that I try to live my life by, is my traveler is going to be somebody who wants to collect experiences, not necessarily collect possessions or items.
Exactly. Exactly. They want to be able to do the passion. It's something that's unique and different, and Fathom has to offer that for people who want to do service. I think it's absolutely amazing that you're able to do that in the Dominican, because it's talking about giving back, doing service, being able to make a difference. With Cuba as your other destination, it's a place, you know, people are really wanting to go to. They are interested in it. And I love the idea that you're able to get around the entire island. Like you said, an 18-hour bus ride is not necessarily what I would consider what I want to do on my free time.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. And it's just a really mysterious and beautiful place. And one of the things that it pains me to say this, but I do call it out because it's the 100% truth. You know, at one point, traveling to Cozumel was mysterious and different. And now when you get there, there's a Carlos and Charlie's that welcomes you. Soon enough, when you get to Havana, there's going to be a Walmart in the middle of the city. And I just want to see it before that happens. And I think it's a great opportunity for our travelers to do that with us now.
Jason, for the travel agent, do you offer any kind of a training program or a familiarization program with your product?
Yeah. So for travel partners, we do have a travel professional portal that they can access, where we house, you know, promotional flyers. There are training manuals. There is a list of any seminars or FAMs that we have available that they can register for. And again, we try to keep it really simple when we're deciding on these, similar to my email address. If you're looking for Fathom's travel professional portal, you would go to www.fathom.org/travel-professional-portal. And that will bring you there. You sign in, you have to register the first time, and then after that, you'll have full access to all of the kind of things that we have. And we do offer weekly webinars. We break them down specific to the destination. So one would focus on DR and one would focus on Cuba, because we don't want people to get confused. And then we also have brochures. I have a multitude of promotional flyers that we can provide. But all that stuff is available in the Travel Professional Portal. Or again, I would love to hear from each and every one of the listeners. People think I'm crazy, right? So I'm going to put this out there. It's on my business card. I will give everybody my personal cell phone number. It is the number that my mother calls me on. I only have one. It's for partners. So they are welcome to call me whenever they need me. That number is 786-247-5370.
Okay. And I can tell you That's really his number, because I spoke to him on it today.
Yeah. Now, how about on the cruises? Do you allow travel professionals to block rooms?
We're talking about for meeting space?
No. Say I wanted to, maybe I wanted to set a block of rooms aside.
Certainly. Yeah, no, definitely, Barry. Great question. So we do have FIT individual sales, and we also offer groups, right? So for us, pretty standard in the industry. For Dominican Republic, if you hold five rooms, we consider that a group, and we will pay you a tour conductor credit. If you, for Cuba, it's eight cabins is the minimum size for a group. And every eight double occupancy cabins, you do earn a tour conductor credit as well. We have a really great commission structure. And we do also offer promotions that not only give items for the clients, but also for the partners as well. I love groups. It's a great way to kind of add to your bottom line. And we've got a really great kind of program where if you're holding 16 cabins or less, so 16 rooms or less on either DR or Cuba, there is no financial responsibility. Nothing is due until 150 days prior to sailing. So you hold space, and from whenever you hold it to 150 days out, you're free. You don't have to, you're not required to do anything. Obviously, I would like to hear from partners that are doing that so that I can help them take it to market in any way possible. But they're free to hold the space until 150 days out. And at that point, we'll do a review. And based on what they've sold, we will let them hold up to 50% of their remaining unsold space another 30 days to 120 days out. We do another review, exact same thing. And then at 90 days, full payment is due and we finalize the groups. I don't offer any group amenity points, GAP, which a lot of the other players in cruising do. But I do allow all of my broad offers to apply to both FIT and the group environment. So as an example, I have an offer which is open until June 30th that relates to Cuba. If you book a book, if you book a sailing with Cuba, the offer gets you a 50% reduced deposit. There is an onboard credit up to $100 per passenger one and two. And that is applicable to both FIT and groups.
Okay. You know, this seems like a great opportunity for an enterprising travel professional to work with the church, because I suspect there are a lot of people out there who are interested in missionary work, but they don't want to take the full dive and they just might want to dip their toe in the water and try it out. And your Dominican Republic cruise would be a great way to kind of dip your water into that world and or dip your toe into the water of that world and check it out, see if it's for you.
Yeah, I can't agree with you more, Barry. I mean, I applaud and we cheer for the people who say, hey, I want to go out into the backwoods and stay there for 2 weeks and have that type of experience and sleep on the floor with others. And we applaud that. That's something that we think some of our travelers may aspire to. But kind of as you mentioned, they're not 100% sure if they can make that type of commitment. We give them a really great opportunity to kind of dip their toe in the water. And also, we are using an approach where our travelers follow in each other's footsteps. I mean, going back to the example of wine to water, I mean, over the first 5 years, I'm going to report out to the street with my results. So I'm putting myself on the hook here. We will create 15,000 plus water filters. Our travelers every other week, because we have one ship, 1 week it goes to DR, 1 week it goes to Cuba, they're going to follow in each other's footsteps. When you think about English learning, we're not naive. I mean, I cannot teach a kid how to speak English in a week. But if I work with a student during my time there and we go from first grade to second grade English, and then in 2 weeks, the next traveler that comes, they pick up where we left off, and then they go from second grade to third grade English, there's a real lasting impact that will be made on a scale that you can't do with traditional kind of fractured volunteerism. So that's where we kind of differentiate ourselves.
Well, that sounds great.
And I have received some of your catalogs already, and they're really nice. I have to tell you, obviously, you put a lot of thought into them. They're small, they're to the point, they're colorful. They point out all the highlights of this. And I know that some people prefer to go paperless, but I still have clients who I want to have something in my hand. So there you go. And I know, Jason, you sent me some catalogs. So thank you. I appreciate it. I've been handing them out.
Oh, it's our pleasure. You know, while wanting to go green and providing the soft copies, we totally get it that there are going to be clients that they want to have something in their hands, and we want to be able to provide that too. And I really appreciate the feedback. You know, we take great pride in pretty much everything that we do, but the marketing for me, being a sales guy, it's different than what I've seen in the market in all the right ways. So I'm glad to hear that it's resonating on your end as well.
Barry, do you have any last questions for Jason before we sign off?
I don't believe I do. I almost have one on the tip of my tongue. That's why I'm hesitating, but it hasn't quite gotten there. So if I think of it here shortly, I'll jump in there. Otherwise, no.
Well, for me, Lorene, one last thing that I always put out there, because everybody is so busy, right? I sell one thing and I know partners have so much coming at them. So I live by the KISS principle. I try to keep it simple, stupid, because that's how I have to treat myself. So I always put this out there. To book, there are two ways to do that. You can call into our call center. That number is 855-9-FATHOM. They are on the West Coast, so some really great hours for us. Or anybody who's familiar with Polar Online or OneSource, we are built into that tool. You can use your existing credentials when you sign on. The first page, there's a drop-down to select the brand. We are one of the three brands. So those are the two ways that you can make a reservation with us. And I hope that I've inspired some of you to do that today.
I think you have. So, Jason, one more time, give that really hard-to-find email address, phone number, and do you have a Facebook page and website you'd like to direct people to?
Perfect. So, really creative email address is Jason, J-A-S-O-N, at fathom.org. My cell phone number is 786-247-5370. I do have a Facebook page. The same way I treat my cell phone, I don't have one for business and one for personal, right? For me, there's work-life integration, right? It's all the same thing for me. So my Facebook is Jason Maltais, M-A-L-T-A-I-S. And my photograph is myself and one of the students that I worked with when I was down in the Dominican Republic. From a website standpoint, fathom.org is our general website. And I think for all of the partners on the line, the one that's really important is it's Polar, you guys know how to get there, or fathom.org/travel professional portal.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you again. Barry, how will our listeners reach you?
Well, they can send me an email, which is great. I love email, at barry@hometravelagent.net. That's B-A-R-R-Y @hometravelagent.net. And on Facebook at facebook.com/HBTAS, which are the initials of the Home-Based Travel Agent Show. And Lorene, how do they get a hold of you?
Oh, I'm pretty transparent also. Seems to be a bit of a theme here, which is nice. My company name, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, is Sharp Tongue Consulting. My email is sharptongued@mac.com. It's an email address I've had since I got my original Mac account back in 2000. So it's sharp, sharptongued@mac.com. If you'd like to follow me on Facebook, my personal Facebook account is Lorene R. That's L-O-R-E-N-E-R. Again, that full transparency thing. And for my business, it's Sharp Tongue Consulting. So there you go. Thank you, gentlemen, for being on this call. Jason, I hope I have the opportunity to meet you maybe at the NACTA conference in November. I know that you're out in the Fort Lauderdale area, so it would really be nice to meet you face-to-face, and I hope we have the opportunity to do that.
Likewise.
Barry, we will see you around next time.
Yes, and thank you, Jason.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
Well, I want to thank you, Jason, for being a part of our show, and we hope that many lives are enriched by Fathom Cruises and what they offer, and I think that's it's a great idea, and I wish you the most and the best of success in this endeavor. Well, the Home-Based Travel Agent Show is entirely funded by your host, and I ask you for your support by supporting our sponsor, Travify, and you can get the first 10 days of Travify and produce beautiful itineraries. And you can do this for free for 10 days, and you get 10% off by using our promo code HBTAS10. And thank you for looking into Travify. Well, thank you for listening, and I want to wish you the best in the travel business, and I hope Lorene and I have played a small part in helping your business grow. So now, it's time to wrap up another show, and I hope you have safe travels, stay healthy, and we will see you back here in May. Bye-bye now.